smallpox.
Grandmother Barney laid Lorene on the bed and said, "Look at this red pimple on the back of Nan's neck. It's getting larger, starting to ooze pus." Her teacher said to keep her home a few days. A tourist came through John's Valley and started an outbreak of smallpox there. It may have been spread here. "Have you checked her body for more of these?" Ma asked, her voice rising with alarm. "There's one under my arm and on my leg," Nan said. "Might be chicken pox. I don't remember her having had them," Grandfather said, his voice low and a bit defensive. "From what I've heard of smallpox, it looks like smallpox to me," Grandmother said. "I hope it's not either one. I guess we shouldn't have come. I better go home and quarantine our house just in case." We waved our goodbyes as Ma used her soiled apron to wipe away the tears that were already running down her cheeks. She usually said them when her beloved in-laws left, especially Grandmother. "Don't cry, Ma," I said. "I'll take care of you." "I know," she sighed as she spoke more to herself than me, as she often did. "I just hate to see them go. There's nothing I enjoy more than a good visit, and this hellhole can get pretty lonely with just babies to talk to." "I'm not a baby. I'm a cowboy like my Uncle Freeland," I said. "Orion," Ma said, abruptly changing the subject, "find some dry sagebrush and pull it to the front door so I'll have some fresh kindling." "Why?" I asked. "I'm going to boil some water and give you kids a good scrub down," she replied as she poured some of the precious water into a pot and started it heating on the old cook stove. I did as I was told. Ma threw the dirty reddish-brown water out of the wash basin and onto the drooping red hollyhock next to the scrub oak tree. Nothing was wasted when water was involved. The heated fresh water was soon poured into the basin. Ma found a clean rag, dipped it cautiously, and waved it about to cool it down so she wouldn't scald Lorene. Then she began to wash her down with a lye soap. "Won't that hurt her skin, Ma?" I asked as Lorene cried out in pain. "It's better than smallpox," Ma said as she stripped Lorene's clothes from her tiny body and handed them to me to be hung and aired on a small oak tree outside. "Take Lottie and find some dry wood," Ma said. "The wind's been blowing. There might be more out there." "Why?" I asked. "We got a lot stacked up." "We need more," Ma said. "I feel a chill in the air. You never know when it's going to snow." A shiver ran through my small frame. Almost a premonition engulfed me as I hurried out into the crisp air. "Is snow the only thing coming?" I asked myself. A week later, Ma was still in bed when I opened my eyes to sunshine seeping in through cracks in the rough-hewn wooden door. "Ma?" I asked, glancing over to what appeared to be a stack of quilts all messed up. "Ma, are you all right?" I asked as I jumped to my feet and stood at the side of her bed.
"No,"
was her faint reply.
"I'm sick to my stomach. My head's just killing me."
"Don't be sick, Ma,"
I said as a tremor of panic ran through my body.
"Please don't be sick. Just give me a while. I'll be all right,"
Ma said.
"Get you and Lottie some bread to eat. Take care of your sisters."
Ma wasn't all right.
The days seemed long, and fear of our future filled me with dread as she dragged her weakened body out to show me how to milk cows best I could.
"You gotta be my little man,"
she'd whisper, as she'd do what she could for us kids and then haul herself back into bed. A couple of days later, Lorene, my wee baby sister, became very cross and started with a high fever.
"Oh, no. She's got it, too,"
Ma said as she sat in the rocker and tried to hold wet rags on Lorene's fever-ridden body. Trip after trip, I wet the rags for Mother in our drinking water, not knowing that I was spreading the dreaded smallpox to Lottie and me.
"I've been praying your father will come home,"
Ma lamented.
"I'm sick enough to die. What'll happen to you kids if we don't get help soon?"
"I'll take care of us, Ma,"
I said. "I can fry eggs and milk the cow. We've got bottled stuff, and the dog's keeping the sheep close." A day later, I saw a welcome trail of dust coming towards our homestead.
"Father's coming! Father's coming!"
I yelled, running into the dark and lean-to Ma was moaning in. But our moment of hope was dashed to pieces as Father almost fell out of the wagon with weakness. He'd succumbed to the smallpox, too. Mother and Father did what they could for us when they weren't delirious, and Lottie and I did everything we could think of to help. Smallpox took a major toll on Lorene in her infancy. Ma tied rags around her hands so she wouldn't scratch, yet the pox seemed to be everywhere. One day, I'd been told to rock Lorene in the rocker, and did so trying to quiet her soft, whimpering cries so Ma could rest. Lorene rubbed her rag-covered hand across her face. Bright red blood ran out of her eyes. I jumped to my feet. "Ma!" I shrieked. "Lorene's bleeding to death!" Ma tried to clear herself out of the fog of illness she was in as she took Lorene from my shaking arms. Lorene howled in discomfort. "Afton," Ma said, shaking the bed. "Come out of it. You need to help me with Lorene." A major storm rolled through the valley, its fingers of lightning targeting our tiny shelter, making me glad for every stick of wood Lottie and I had dragged in as the heat from the stove lent a warm glow of light over us. That night, Lottie and I cuddled as close as we could get to each other, trying to find a place of safety in our little world that had turned upside down on us.
"Pa and Ma die?" Lottie asked. "Baby too?"
"Can't die," I said.
"We'll say a prayer for them."
"I get sick?" Lottie asked.
"We can't," I said. "We need to take care of Ma and Pa."
"And Cody's howl," Lottie said, as she heard the sheep bleating in fear of the coyotes yapping in the distance.
"Shh," I said. "Let Mother and Father sleep. He'll be okay."
Soon, Lottie and I also succumbed to the horrendous smallpox, as the hand of death hung heavy over our little shack in the wild, unforgiving wasteland of the Escalante Desert. Hours turned to days, days to weeks. Often, in my own delirium, I heard Ma worrying out loud. "We're all sick enough to die. If we do, nobody would find us until spring. They'll find our lifeless bodies and burn us in this death-ridden chicken coop to the ground," her voice trembling in concern and desperation. "Well, miracles do happen. All of us survive to thrive, except for Lottie. Her health was always fragile from that time on." A footnote. Smallpox is a dangerous disease caused by the variola major virus. The most common type has devastated populations, including much of the Native American population that lived in the Americas prior to European arrival. The smallpox virus was transmitted through bodily fluids and through contaminated materials. The shot for smallpox was available in the Salt Lake Valley, but it was so new, most people weren't getting them. This left Utah open to be hit hard. Smallpox was one of the most feared diseases until its eradication from the planet in 1979, after a very long process. It had a 30% mortality rate. And given this, it's very much against the odds that Orion and his family all survived. But they did.